We're talking with the Oklahoma State University President Designate, yes. Dr. Casey Schrum. Have you started getting your arms or your mind around that you're going to be called Madam President in the days to come?
Since it was announced, it has been kind of an evolving experience for me. And I think, we did the celebration for the Harguses, and I sat there, watched all that they had accomplished, and I think that's when I really started to feel the magnitude of it, very privileged to be, in this position and really looking forward to serving and, like you said, trying to wrap my mind around all things Oklahoma State University.
Which you've been in the culture.
Yes.
Been a very important part of the university, and you've made a real impact out in rural Oklahoma with the doctors you've been able to place.
Yes. And I've really enjoyed serving in that capacity for Oklahoma State University. And, of course, rural Oklahoma, and rural Oklahomans are always have a special place in my heart. And Oklahoma State University, of course, as the president of the Center for Health Sciences, I've really, enjoyed, embracing that land grant mission and seeing how we could carry that out. And so I'm really excited about going into this position in the same with this perspective of carrying out the service, research and education mission in a way that's meaningful for the state of Oklahoma.
You mentioned land grant. I'm sure you've heard that conversation and had that conversation with the committee, with the regents that have got that heritage as well. That's an important part, obviously, for agriculture, that land grant mission.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, agriculture is, an important piece of the land grant university, and it's a historic piece, and I think an important, part of Oklahoma State University going forward. It's a big part of our identity, and, I look forward to continuing that great work that's happened there. And actually, at the medical school was something that I partnered very closely with the College of Agriculture early on to start, really working to get more physicians out in rural Oklahoma. So it is, I have family who are farmers and ranchers, and I know how important agriculture is to, state, the nation, and the world.
I remember several years ago now that you started working with FFA, and an early interview we had in your white jacket as you were making the pitch to FFA members to consider a medical career.
Yes, yeah, so blue coat to white coat, and our work also with 4-H has been really important. And I always felt like in the early days of that, when we would go to the state convention, we had our white coat on, people would kind of look at us funny and wonder, why are there doctors here at the state FFA convention? And I'm really proud to say, I think, more and more students, high school kids and folks understand the importance of the relationship between medicine and agriculture and the importance of having access to healthcare, because agriculture is a huge part of our state, our economy, but feeding the state, the nation, and the world.
Priorities as you step into that role officially July 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, my number one priority has always been students. Mm-hmm. And so, taking a look at Oklahoma State University from the student perspective and experience, but really looking at how we can take those programs or develop new programs at Oklahoma State University that are aimed at excellence and really make us unique and stand out as a world-class institution of higher education.
Thank you.
Thank you.